you know, time to dig through and get to the bottom of the pile, by the way. Barack Obama being pounded for linking the Uvalde, Texas massacre with the death of George Floyd. No. Elon Musk will get some blowback from people that he's been befriending along the way. He says that he made comments today on gun control. He said assault rifles should at a minimum require a special permit where the recipient is well vetted. Assault rifles should at a minimum require a special permit where the recipient is extremely well vetted, in my opinion. He made that comment early on Twitter. I'm sure it'll get plenty of response. Will that?
Yeah.
Because the blowback can, you know, the blowback against the attacks on the Constitution will not stop. People are sick and tired of the Constitution being attacked every time something doesn't go their way. Now, this is a horrible thing that happened in Texas. It is. And we've had a lot of horrible shootings in this country. But it doesn't mean you got the Constitution. You need to find a solution. You're not going to confiscate all the guns. That's a Michael Moore pipe dream. You know, it's like Michael Moore dreaming of Taco Bell at 2 in the morning. It's just a dream. I guess he could roll out of bed and go get it. The point being is that that's not going to happen, so you better find a different solution. And the different solution is protect our schools. Use active police officers, retired police officers, retired military. I don't care what it is or who it is. We have the resources. In the last year, we spent $150 million reinforcing schools. We just sent $40 billion to Ukraine. So don't tell me we don't have the money. Of course we have the money. Of course we have the money. We have the ability to protect our schools, to protect our children. And we should be doing that. That should be our number one priority today. There should be no other priority bigger today than protecting our children and figuring out how we get it done. We must. Because otherwise, another one of these twisted souls, if they have a soul actually, will kill more kids. And we'll sit here saying, well, what could we have done? The Democrats will scream about gun control, even though it's clear that several laws, both state and federal laws, were broken by what happened already. I mean, that's what happened already. And it's time to move forward. To do something proactive, not reactive. Some states, like Kentucky, do allow their teachers to become trained professionals with firearms. And what's wrong with that? Nothing is the answer. Nothing's wrong with that. It's time that we step up for the kids, because we grieve for the 21 killed in Texas, but grieving is not enough. We must now take common sense action. They want common sense gun control. I want common sense plans to prevent these tragedies, like establishing single points of entry into all schools, armed guards, trained staff, mental health services, and maybe it's time for asylums to be reopened. To hell with stigma. I'm not worried about that. But we need to change the way single points of entry in all these, multiple exits in case of a fire or some problem, but single points of entry. There might be a bit inconvenient, and so what? And so what? If it's inconvenient, so it is. Let's make sure we're doing everything we can to protect our kids and not talking about it after the fact. Not saying, well, we could have done this. What we can do is take, the schools have more money now than they've ever had because of what was in the COVID relief bills from Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Schools have more money today. They're flush with cash. A lot of that money was sent to make the schools safer by putting in new HVAC systems. Well, I have an idea. Let's make schools safer by putting in better security, by putting armed guards on the campus. Again, you don't see these shootings at big schools in big cities because they have armed guards on campus. So you don't see that. So there you have it. A lot going on. Good to have you on board. By the way, check out everything that's going on. SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. And a brand new place for you to stop if you're in Michigan and looking for honest news. Michigan News Source. MichiganNewsSource.com. Real honest news. MichiganNewsSource.com. If you're tired of the one that comes out of Ann Arbor like I am, time for something new for honest news. MichiganNewsSource.com. Check it out. I'll take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere.
So, you're a conservative. It's your life. You know how important it is to you and your family. So who will you vote for as Michigan's next governor? Clearly not Gretchen. She's our worst nightmare. But there are several Republicans running. Which one? Which one? There's only one. Perry Johnson. Perry is the genuine quality conservative for governor. Perry Johnson was never a Democrat. Perry has always supported Donald Trump. Perry is pro-life. Perry Johnson is pro-voter ID. Pro-law enforcement, pro-Second Amendment, pro-parental involvement in education. Perry is a renowned quality guru. He revolutionized the auto industry. Those skills will bring us lower taxes and local control of our lives. He is a full-spectrum conservative. He'll be an incredible governor and get this place back on track. Perry Johnson.
Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.